Good afternoon. We will open our subcommittee on public safety. Today is May 25th, 2017. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 5005 on the Criminal Justice Commission. If Ms. Naburka, if you will please go ahead and introduce this to us and begin with recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Subcommittee members, before you is House Bill 5005, the budget bill for the Criminal Justice Commission. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a current service level budget for this agency for 2017-19 of a total of $65,068,571. That's a 3.4% increase over the legislatively approved budget. So I don't have any recommended adjustments to go over with you today as I did yesterday, because there aren't any. But I did want to make a couple of notes about the current service level for this agency. Justice reinvestment grants to counties are funded at the current service level at $40.1 million. And specialty courts are funded at the current service level and in the current way that they are in the current biennium. You might have noticed in the governor's budget there had been a proposed fund shift of grant dollars for general fund, and we did not make that adjustment. I did want to note that the president's budget that was released a couple of days ago does include a reduction to the Burn Justice Assistance Grant, not to flip anybody out because it is the executive level budget, but that is a large grant fund source that may change before too long.
All right. And may we have a motion?
I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5005.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5005. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved. And Ms. Naburka, if you will please cover the key performance measures.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The performance measures for this agency are not numerous. It's a small agency, and their performance measures address really the two things that they do, which is provide customer service in the form of data and information for the criminal justice system in Oregon, and administer grant programs for specialty courts. And so that is what their performance measures address. We are recommending sort of modest increases in the targets. This is a high-performing agency, and they've consistently approached the targets that they had set in the current biennium, and so we increased them just a few percentage points.
I move the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved. And we have budget notes, recommended changes.
Yeah, there are no budget notes for this budget, and our final recommended budget is $57,382,333 of general fund, $512,529 of other funds, and $7,173,704 in federal funds expenditure limitation with 11 positions and 11 FTE. The Dash One Amendment makes this change to the bill.
I move the adoption of the Dash One Amendments to House Bill 5005.
Co-Chair Winters moves the adoption of the Dash One Amendments to House Bill 5005. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. And our final motion.
I move the House Bill 5005 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Winters moves House Bill 5005 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. And let's have Senator Winters, would you like to carry it in full?
I'll carry it to the full
and floor.
Why don't we give it to Senator Fredericks for the floor?
No prejudice. That's fine.
Carrying it on the floor. Excellent. And Barker, do you mind carrying it House floor?
Thank you.
All right. And so Barker will carry it on the House floor. Any other business for the good of the order? Keep up the good job. Thank you. And again, we apologize for our tardiness. We are adjourned.